32. So I would like to have a roll call, please.
Dr. Wolf?
Present.
Dr. Hunter?
Present.
Ms. Cervantes?
Here.
Mr. Delgado?
Here.
Mr. Johnson?
Present.
Mrs. Thomasberg?
Present.
Mr. Young?
Here.
Thank you. As a quick reminder, public speaking cards, they are in the back of the room, and make sure that you fill out name and address. And if you have a speaker card for a specific topic, please write that down also. So Mr. Harris, would you please make the introductions?
Is that working? Yes. Good morning, Chair Wolf. Assisting the board today, right below you is the clerk to the board, Tammy Olson. To my immediate right is our attorney, Tamron Austin. To her right is the assistant executive officer, Michael Thomas. And also joining us today are several state board staff. Directly behind me is Mr. Phil Wiles, who's the assistant chief counsel for state board attorneys. And not yet here will be joining us shortly is Victoria Whitney, who is the deputy director for water quality. And I believe there's another staff who will also be joining her, and I don't recall her name. Oh, Megan Powers. And also on the phone, we have Lori Oaken, assistant chief counsel for regional board attorneys.
Thank you. And I would like to make a couple of new introductions. We do have today two newly appointed board members. We have on my left, Ms. Cervantes, and on my right, we have Ms. Thomasberg. And I would like, starting with Ms. Cervantes, first of all, we'd like to welcome both of you. Thank you so much for being willing to serve on the board. But if you could give a little brief introduction about yourself to help us familiarize ourselves with your background. Thank you.
No, definitely. And I am a recent appointee. I hail from the great city of Watsonville. I've been on local government there for about 2 years, and entering year three, had the great opportunity to serve as mayor for the city of Watsonville this past year. And I just want to thank Governor Brown for the recent appointment in November and Water Board staff for all of the information they have already provided and just being so accessible and willing to answer many of our questions. And of course, I see there's a very engaged constituency. It's always great to see that. So I'm looking forward to a great year with all my fellow board members.
Thank you very much. And Ms. Thomasberg? Your mic is not on. Here we go.
No, testing. Thank you. We are working. I'm Kathleen Thomasberg. I'm from Salinas, California. Lived there for 35 years. And I've been retired for 2 years. And I am now on the regional board. Thank you very much. Also to Governor Brown. My history is 20 years with Monterey County Water Resources Agency, managing the conservation and groundwater quality monitoring program. As part of that program, we gathered data and represented nitrate and seawater intrusion in groundwater. And I'm hoping that my knowledge and institutional knowledge with board staff, with whom I worked many years, will be beneficial to the board. Thank you.
Thank you very much. And again, I'm sure my colleagues join me in welcoming you. So thank you. And our next item that I'd like to cover is recognitions and awards. So I would like Mr. Young, if you could join me. So.
want to describe what the board voted on, Jean-Pierre, and then I'll... Hillary, where are you? Hillary? Hillary?
Testing.
Okay. This is a very special resolution that the Water Board voted to give to Heal the Ocean a few board meetings ago. And I wrote the resolution. I used Hillary Hauser's newsletter from a couple of issues ago. I don't know how many, 6 issues ago or something, or 6 months ago that she wrote this. This has to do with the Rincon project and the septic to sewer effort that Hillary thought would take maybe 4 years, 5 years at most, and ended up taking 15 years to accomplish. And I'd like to read a little bit from the beginning of what we have written here in this resolution and then the end of it. And would like to present it to Hillary and Heal the Ocean, but also to all of the supporters and people and other agencies that actually made this possible. You know, those of you that know Hillary, and some of you don't know Hillary, but for those of you that do know Hillary, you know that she is very determined and very motivated and very passionate and persuasive, and had the foresight and drive to accomplish this. But knowing Hillary, she could not have done this on her own. She would have been all over the place. But because of her pure drive and motivation, she just collected support and assistance along the way. And so it really is a collective effort that made this happen. So, whereas the Rincon community was built in the 1950s on small lots using septic systems that lined Rincon Lagoon within feet of the Pacific Ocean. Whereas surfers around the world love Rincon, known as the Queen of the Coast, and rated at 24 in the book 100 Best Surf Spots in the World. Whereas in 1998, Rincon surfers began complaining of becoming sick after surfing at Rincon and described rashes, eyes, ears, nose and throat infections they attributed to swimming in the septic system runoff from the houses on Rincon Point. And for those of you that are not familiar with the Rincon Point, you really have properties built a stone's throw from the ocean itself. Whereas the plight of the surfers prompted Hillary Hauser to form Heal the Ocean and raise $23,500 to pay for the laboratory costs using DNA testing to investigate the claims of the surfers. And I had a role in that. And that was when Hillary came to me, I helped her co-found Heal the Ocean. But this was all her idea in terms of what needed to be done. I did suggest to her that, you know, we should really try to prove that this is from a human source and not something that's kind of random out there. And so the DNA testing helped to close that link on causation. This effort was done in partnership with Santa Barbara County Environmental Health Services. Whereas the test results revealed 20% of the bacterial pollution in the lagoon was from human fecal sources. Whereas Heal the Ocean then began a 15-year-long crusade, along with members of the Rincon and other nearby communities, to connect the Rincon properties with the Carpinteria Sanitary District's wastewater treatment plant. And I have here, I'm not going to read it, maybe 20 points going through time chronologically of the obstacles that had to be overcome. And they're quite significant. And I just wanted to mention, looking through here, some of the other entities that were involved in this, because it doesn't happen alone. Santa Barbara County was involved in big ways from time to time in supporting this. the Rincon Clean Water Classic, which takes place once a year. The Rincon surfers themselves contributed money that went into paying for different aspects of this overall effort. Whatever they were, whenever they were called upon to donate money, they did. CURE, Surf Rider Foundation, Santa Barbara County's Project Clean Water, the Rincon Homeowners Association, and excuse me, Hillary, the gentleman's name again, because I...
Steve Halstead.
Mr. Halstead, excuse me for not remembering your name, but involved from the very beginning, all the way through to the end. And if it's not for the local homeowners association behind this, as well as the Carpinteria Sanitary District, which agreed to go ahead and take on this effort. I mean, this was an effort with bringing sewerage to areas outside their jurisdiction. So they had no way to pay for, doing studies outside their jurisdiction and to bring in people that were not already part of their, membership, so to speak. They, stuck their neck out to go ahead down this path. A few times they felt like jumping ship, I think, but Hillary reined them in with her persuasiveness. Okay, and let's see. State Water Resources Control Board, our mother agency, was involved in donating money to help this out. And let's see. We had also the Coast Law Group got involved in helping form an indemnity fund to help pay for the Carpinteria Sanitary District's legal expenses. You know, they had to do a Prop 218 vote, and they had to do an assessment vote, and that got challenged. And Carpinteria Sanitary District, of course, didn't have the funds to pay for that. Heal the Ocean raised money to pay for that effort. I think their legal fees alone for that were over $200,000. If I'm not mistaken. And overall, Hillary tells me that over $600,000 had to be raised to pay for different things that could not come from a specific fund. And Heal the Ocean was involved in fundraising and getting money from different entities and people to make that happen. Some of it was reimbursed, but I think over $200,000 came out of Heal the Ocean's fundraising effort in the end. Okay, Hillary, have I forgotten to mention anybody kind of that you can think of in this? I mean, we did have Hannah Beth Jackson at one point. You had to get her involved, ask her for help. She was an assembly person at that time, possibly, or maybe in between assembly and Senate. So I think Hannah Beth helped at some point, and I know Doss Williams also helped to bring this to fruition. So here's the end. Whereas without Hillary Hauser and the Heal the Ocean's commitment to clean water, an incredible drive, leadership, and perseverance to seeing the Rincon and the other local beach communities sewered in the vital role played by the Carpinteria Sanitary District, which stayed steady through this difficult and expensive process, and recognizing the steadfastness of the Rincon homeowners who held fundraising efforts to help drive Heal the Ocean's tremendous legal expenses and cash outlays, this incredible accomplishment might not have come to fruition. The Central Coast Regional Water Quality Control Board hereby commends and thanks Heal the Ocean and all of the numerous helpers and supporters that made this effort such a memorable success. And before everybody claps, I have this favorite quote by Calvin Coolidge that I keep in a drawer near my desk that I think is appropriate to read at this point because it really exemplifies what this 15-year effort was all about. "Nothing in this world can take the place of persistence. Talent will not. Nothing is more common than unsuccessful men with talent. Genius will not. Unrewarded genius is almost a proverb. Education will not. The world is full of educated derelicts. Persistence and determination alone are omnipotent. The slogan, "Press On," has solved and always will solve the problems of the human race. Calvin Coolidge, I don't know when he wrote it, but it suffices and it's appropriate. And Hillary, if you would come up and
insert. I saw a couple of speaker cards pertaining to this item, so those of you who wanted to also say a couple of words as part of this recognition, please come to the podium here. Thank you. And as you come, likewise, you know, I think this is a perfect example of grassroots effort from a community. So, you know, it's community-driven effort to improve the environment, and also, as Mr. Young stated, it always takes champions and spark plugs to make things happen, so I think you have been a spark plug in this process. I also think that it's appropriate to recognize the efforts that you have made, because I know you have been a little more than a shadow on this process, so you also deserve some of... And if you could state your name and start here.
Hello. Thank you, Chair Wolf. Nice to meet you. First of all, I'd like to welcome all of you to our chambers. I'm Janet Wolf, Chair of Santa Barbara County Board of Supervisors. So we thank you for being here and welcome all of you. And Eric, why don't you come over here, because this is actually a certificate from both Supervisor Carbajal and myself to you, Hillary. There you go. It's a little hawk. So I know that, you know, Jeff mentioned, I think, the 20 groups and individuals who helped Hillary get to the point that she did. But there was one group that was a little bit of a hindrance. And I sat on that group, and that group was LAFCO. And I watched Hillary through that process. And all of the qualities that you mentioned about Hillary could not, they're so true. She's an amazing, outstanding person. But one of the qualities that I noticed in Hillary was her amount of patience. Yes, I know. She was incredibly patient in dealing with LAFCO, because that really was one of the final hurdles that needed to occur for that annexation to happen and to go through. Aside from that, we've heard Hillary at the Board of Supervisors on numerous occasions advocating and fighting for clean water in our coast. And We couldn't have a better advocate, Hillary. You're amazing. You represent all that is good, and we thank you for that.
Thank you. Well, Hillary, Salud gives his best. He regrets that he's not able to be here today, but wanted to personally congratulate you and everyone who had a part in this. We had this running joke that on Monday, Hillary would call me, and after I recovered a few days later, then Craig would come and visit me, and then I had the weekend to recover, and so it went for quite a while. But this is really about the tenacity of you, Hillary, and everyone who was a part of this. The saying, there's a will, there's a way. There was definitely a will to have clean water, and the way wasn't what anyone expected, but we are so thankful in our community that we had you to help us find that way. So congratulations on this much-needed project, and great to call you my friend now. Sorry, I'm Eric Friedman with Supervisor Carbajal's office.
Good morning. I'm James Joyce with Senator Hannabeth Jackson's office, who sends her regrets for not being able to be here. She's up in Sacramento doing what she does best, fighting on our behalf. But she wanted to make sure that we took some time to pause and make sure that we recognize the hard and great work that Heal the Ocean does and has done with this project. We've heard about the persistence, tenacity, follow through. Those are the things that we want to make sure that we highlight and make sure that we celebrate our victories. So from Senator Jackson, in recognition of your commitment and years of dedication for over a decade in bringing the Rincon Septic to Sewer Project to fruition, your leadership and advocacy in leading this project were key in this accomplishment, and our community will now enjoy a healthier environment and ocean. So on behalf of Senator Jackson, Hillary, and to Heal the Ocean, thank you so much for your efforts.
I'm Steve Halstead. I've been a 54-year resident owner at Rincon Point and head of our association, and I want to thank Hillary, who from the very first time we met at a Carpinteria session where we were attacked as the polluter of the world with John Michael, to then Craig Murray, who took over as CSD, and their support and hanging in there was absolutely vital to the success of the project. We're now on sewer. It's working. The last year, we've had no flush through our lagoon, which used to get smelly and terrible, and it's been none of those problems, so that we can see that there's a payoff there of what's happened. And Hillary, you were always there as we went through lawsuits and challenges and stuff, and wouldn't have happened without you, and our community thanks you very much.
Chair Wolf, members of the board, Jeff, all of you, thank you from the bottom of my heart. I'm going to try not to cry. This is all amazing, and it's just really wonderful to be here together. I just quickly want you've mentioned the people that made this happen, and I would like you to raise your hand. This Carpinteria Sanitary District Board Manager Craig Murray and the board, board members. These guys suffered slings and arrows and terrible insults, and they kept going. They could have been in any moment that we're done. Assemblyman Doss Williams, Hillary Blackerby, representing Assembly Doss. And of course, Senator Hannabeth Jackson, James Joyce, who you just met. Hannabeth and Doss not only came down, but we got stuck on the Caltrans permit and just said, you do it or else we won't speak to you again, Caltrans, and they gave us a permit. But Hannabeth also brought into the county $2 million from state money that was administered for various aspects of this project through County Environmental Health Services. Rick Merrifield, please raise your hand. He was... and anyone else here from Environmental Health today? But we work closely with Environmental Health to get the various assessment engineering reports, the annexation engineering report. And then at the end, when everybody's saying, how do we hook up the upper parking lot bathroom, we ran down the hall and called Environmental Health and said, give us this money right now. So they were great sport. And of course, salute Carbajal and Eric and Janet and Marielle. They did hear from me every week, screeching and yelling. And the end of the week, it was Craig Murray that got it Friday at 4 o'clock and say, whoa. So, and also Penfield and Smith engineers that just helped us design and redesign Penfield Smith, Ron Sickfuth, and David Rondo. Now the surfers, who started this all, who came to me, I was a writer, I wasn't in environmental work, and said, help, help, you've got to write about the situation, which led to all of this. And the surfers are the ones that raised the money through a surf contest for the first engineering report, which was Rincon for $9,000. Those were the days. A sewer engineer for $9,000, run over to Penfield Smith, say, please, can we order one up? But the surfers just consistently year after year. All you surfers, raise your hand. Raise your hand. And what I love, Heather Hudson is now on the Healy Ocean Board. She surfs Rincon every day, and she said all the surfers are just zipping around saying, it's a septic-free Rincon. It doesn't smell at low tide anymore either. I want to thank Heal the Ocean staff and my wonderful board of directors. Would you please pass and present my board? Raise your hand. You guys are the best. You never said no. And we had a lot of this discussion. Jana, did you raise your hand? You were on the original board. Did you raise your hand, Jeff?
Yes.
You all know that Jeff is the co-founder of Heal the Ocean, and contrary to what he said earlier, he's the one, when I wrote the story about this in the news press, that started Heal the Ocean with the public demonstration. Jeff read it for accuracy, and then he said to me, Hillary, you've got to add DNA. DNA in the environment was really not being done then. There were only two labs in the country, and we went to Washington State, got environmental health involved, and that's where that started. I'm nearly done. We've already said the Rincon homeowners. They paid for it all. We set up conditional loan programs, and you know, for them to pay through us, and then we paid them back, and sometimes we didn't pay them back. It depended on which lawsuit we were working on. But Steve Halstead was tireless. He was tireless. He went door to door knocking on the door. We need $10,000 from you. We need $10,000 from you, and you can pay $50,000 because you have it. So forth. And the neighboring, the Rincon is part of a bigger project called the South Coast Beach Community Septic to Sewer Project, and Sandyland and Sandpoint were involved to Ampadero Lane. And when it came to paying the bills, Sandyland, they called me up and said, well, how many homes? We've got X, Y homes, and how much is the bill? They did the math, and they put that amount of money in to the pot to pay the lawyers. So they, too, and they're very happy because those houses are on a strip of sand with the Carpentaria Marsh behind them, and with the king tide, their wastewater would have been in their living room. So they're very happy. Finally, regional board. Thank you for listening to me screech and screech and appear before you and say, help, help, help. And you gave us commendations, you gave us pats on the back. And I want to thank you, Jeff, because without you, this really wouldn't be happening. You helped found it, Heal the Ocean. You gave us a lot of instruction just before you were on the board. Yeah. And I think your love of the ocean is why you were involved and went on to be on the regional board. And we salute you all and thank you for this incredible moment and this award. I thank you, Chair Wolf and Chair Jeff. Thank you.